This is the 2016 ASRA Q&A test, which we will dictate at 240 words per minute. Marge will be questioning, and we will now begin the dictation. Ready?
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your full name for the record?
My name is David Jonathan Spears.
What is your date of birth, Mr. Spears?
I was born on January 16, 1974.
You have been sworn to tell the truth during this questioning for discovery. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Again, for the purposes of the record, I understand that you are appearing here today on behalf of the plaintiff in this case. Is that your understanding as well, sir?
I think the term that my lawyer used was agent. In any event, I am here on behalf of the Municipal District of Fairview. Yes, ma'am.
You understand, do you, sir, that I am going to be asking you a series of questions today and that those questions, along with your answers, will be taken down in writing and may be used further at the trial of this matter?
Yes, I do understand that.
Can you tell me your position with the MD of Fairview?
I am a bylaw enforcement officer.
When did you commence that employment, sir?
That would have been in 2005. To be exact, I believe it was in July of 2005.
In a general way, please explain to us what your responsibilities are in that position.
If there is a complaint with respect to one of the bylaws, my department would check into the matter and then make a decision about how we should proceed. The one exception to that would be something to do with an animal control bylaw. We have an office that deals with that kind of complaint.
I want to ask you now about your job duties in particular. Do you specialize in any one area or do you deal with all bylaw complaints?
As I said before, I don't have anything to do with animals. Other than that, I can deal with any complaints that we might receive in our department.
Okay.
Because of my training, however, I often deal with the hazardous waste complaints.
Perhaps I should back up for a moment, Mr. Spears, and have you tell us a bit about your educational background.
Yes, ma'am. I have a Bachelor of Science degree.
Where did you go to school, sir?
I took my first year here at the University of Alberta. My dad was transferred at the end of the year, so I ended up moving out east with the rest of my family and finishing my degree at McGill.
Do you happen to recall what year that would have been?
I graduated in April of 1998.
I would like to go back to your job duties for a moment. I don't want to overstate your evidence, Mr. Spears, but I understood you to say that you specialize in a particular area. Is that fair to say?
I think so, yes.
I would like you to expand on that a little, and perhaps you can give us an example?
If someone is going to be transporting hazardous waste, they will need to obtain a license from our office. In order to get that license, they will need to submit an application and all of the supporting documentation.
I take it you have a checklist of required items or something of that nature?
That's correct. Do you want me to go through each category?
No, not at this time, sir.
In any event, I would go through the documentation. If everything was in order, I would then issue the license.
Now, what happens if there is a problem? What would be your involvement at that point in time?
If there is an incident involving hazardous waste, the party is supposed to make a report to our office. That is stated right in our bylaws, and it is also stated on the license. That doesn't always happen, but that is what should happen.
Let's assume that you do receive an incident report. What happens then?
We would commence an investigation into the matter. Now, what that might look like is going to depend on the nature of the incident.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Spears?
It might be a very straightforward matter that can be wrapped up in a couple of hours. I might go and interview a couple of people, take a few photographs, and write up my report. On the other hand, it might turn out to be very complicated.
About how long would a complicated matter take? Can you give me an estimate, sir?
That's really hard to say. It could be weeks, it could even be months.
You indicated just a moment ago that you should receive a report with respect to any incident involving hazardous waste, but that it doesn't always happen.
Yes, that's correct.
In that case, how would you learn of an incident?
Someone might make a complaint to our office.
What form would that complaint take? For example, would it be verbal or written?
It has to be a written complaint before we get involved. Sometimes people will call our office, but we always tell them to submit a written complaint. It isn't difficult. All of the forms are on our website.
I want to be certain that I understand your evidence, Mr. Spears. Just as an example, I want you to assume that there has been a hazardous waste spill, all right?
In that case, the party involved is to file a report with our office.
But as you've already told us, sir, that doesn't always happen.
Yes, but that is the proper procedure.
I understand. I want you to assume in this case, however, that the party involved did not follow procedure. In that case, your office would never receive an official incident report. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say, yes.
But as I understand your evidence, sir, you might become aware of that spill as a result of a complaint to your office.
That's correct.
And you're saying that that complaint must be in writing before your office will begin an investigation. Do I understand your evidence correctly?
Yes.
Does this written complaint have to be be signed?
If you are using the form on the website, there is no place for an actual signature. It's a PDF and you just fill in the information.
Do you have to put your name?
There is a place for your name, your address, and your telephone number.
But no signature is required?
I don't believe so, no, but now I'm not sure. I would need to look at the form again.
Do you have any way of determining if the person who filled in and submitted this PDF document is the actual person?
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're asking me.
Let me be direct. Is there anything to stop me from filling out that form in your name?
That I don't know.
Do you think that could happen?
I don't know.
In your experience, sir, are there ever occasions where people want to report an incident anonymously?
I have seen that happen with an employee or maybe even a neighbor.